You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ruben Nielsen, we're sitting in Western Springs Park. It smells like Western Springs Park, which is actually quite nice because it smells like sweat everywhere else at the moment.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, totally. How are you feeling? It's nice to be home. What's the vibe?
Yeah, no, it's really nice. I mean, the weather's perfect right now. It's a bit too hot here, but it's not going to be too hot. This is probably we're probably past the hottest part of the day.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to playing and stuff. I don't know. It feels pretty good so far.
Everybody we've talked to is just very, very excited to see the return of UMO, and particularly with an album that feels like it's been quite a special project for you guys. The pandemic's been a weird time for music. You guys have found ways through that, but the kind of spread of the band around the world's been strange, and there's a lot of home in this record for you. How does it feel, I guess, to be in the touring phase of it now?
I guess it's nice because during the pandemic I spent a lot of time when I was kind of stranded away from my brother because of lockdown here, and just like real confused about like what the point was, like, because I'd spend like months by myself in Palm Springs just recording stuff, and then I was thinking, is this even a band's even going to be a thing anymore? Like, for a while it was like really weird. It was like not knowing whether the world was ever going to kind of open up and whether touring was going to happen again. And every time anyone, even when things first opened up and people started touring, it just sounded like a horror movie, you know. And I was just like, so I just put it off and put it off. So now that things are more normal, it's good. It's good because it makes all of those weird songs that I made in a state of not knowing if I was ever going to play them, it's like they're real and people know them and, you know, stuff like that. So
there's like a almost victory lap triumphant quality, maybe.
Or yeah, I mean, it's at least it's like, well, it's not even
triumphant,
that
maybe not
it's
the right
just
word.
Like real, you know. It's just like, it's like, okay, I have a job. It's like that, it's more like that. Honestly, it's just kind of like nice to be, because it is weird if like being a musician is strange if you don't tour, because then you start to wonder like, who am I, like, what do I actually do, like, I'm so useless. But when you even if you're making money from music and you're not seeing the crowd, and then you kind of see you're making people happy, like, and they're in front of you, then you're kind of like, okay, this is what I do for a living. And then you get your kind of sense of purpose from that. So being without that was really bad for everyone in the band, I think, because we were just like, we put so much of our identity in like doing that, you know, going from town to town, going, this is what I do, I make people happy, you know. And then without that, you're kind of like, what's it all about?
I completely feel like everybody's had their version of that, but no one has felt it more than musicians, because the nature of what music is so ephemeral that you have to see that tangible reaction to really understand what it means almost, or something, and then it's hard to pin it down even when it's happening.
Yeah, it's like, it could be true that musicians are the most useless people. Like, if things get like, you know, slightly, you know, it's like, it's only, you're only just like, are you?
No. I'm going to stop you there, Ruben, because who would document this important time? Who would tell us how we feel about it? Who would help us understand our process through, you know? Or something like that, you know?
And also the biggest whiplash of like being really full of yourself and then and then feeling really useless, you know? Like narcissistic whiplash.
Narcissistic whiplash. That would be a bloody good metal band name, that would.
Oh yeah, it actually sounds pretty good.
Also, just to hijack the vibe for a second, that van that just drove past us, I'm pretty sure Stormzy was in that van.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was cool. I think I just saw his side profile in the car there. Pretty skarks.
The most I've ever experienced of feeling what it's like to be famous was being in a van that people thought Stormzy was inside of.
Really?
Yeah. And there's this like, but it was the craziest thing. It's like Australian girls, like really just children in virtually no clothes, just smashing on the windows.
Wow.
And then one of them, with one of our things that we've been laughing about for days, is like one of them was just like, just completely like, you know, obsessed,
yeah,
but was screaming, "Stormy, Stormy!" Like, I was just like, wow, I've never seen someone love someone so much and not know
also get their name wrong.
Yeah.
It must be good, because so much of Unknown Mortal Orchestra, as you say, like, it's not just about the music, it's the family band aspect of it is still something that is, you know, sets you guys apart, I guess, in that you go beyond the music. You've known each other literally since day dot. Is it fun to hit the road together? What's that kind of energy like? Do you sort of revert to childhood a bit?
Well, I mean, you know, in good and bad ways, like, we still, like, you know, like, the last time that me and my brother almost got in a fist fight is like only a few months ago, and I'm not like, I'm too old for that stuff, but it's like funny how family does that to you.
Yeah,
but it, like, yeah, it drives you nuts sometimes. And I think a lot of people are just like, how do you do this? And it's just kind of like, it is like one of the hardest things to do, but it was also just kind of like really hard to not do it,
because
it's nice to like get out of New Zealand, you know, like leave New Zealand and leave your past behind, and then kind of like be your own person and establish your own thing. But then you know, it gets to the point where you're kind of like, I want to you know, like bring my brother with me. And
yeah,
it's more and more, it's just like I feel more and more like that's the phase of life I'm in, where I'm like, I want my friends to be here, and I want you know, kind of want everybody to come with me, because being far away and all of your friends being people that you didn't know before you were like 28,
yeah,
gets real old real fast.
Hometown show today. Do you reflect on that type of thing before you play a gig like this, or do you just try and get on the stage and have a lot of fun?
Well, when I'm on stage, I'm not thinking about anything,
because
that just makes the show bad. So I just try to be like the dumbest. It's like a really dumb, really confident version of myself.
Nice.
That I'm trying to be on stage, or I just kind of switch into that mode, and then it just doesn't matter who I'm performing to. And it was like partly like there's certain books I've read about this stuff, just to try and, because I'm quite a shy person usually, and then so getting up in front of a lot of people, if I just got there as my normal personality, it was like kind of paralyzing. So
yeah,
I kind of like, there's a lot of like mind hacks that I do,
yeah,
where I just kind of like switch into a totally different gear, and then I really don't care what anyone thinks.
Yeah,
I'm doing, and usually I walk off the stage out of the days, and then the dumber I am on stage, the better usually the show has been, you know.
Yeah.
So if I'm thinking too much, then some hometown shows are quite hard, because it's, you know, it's one thing to play in front of thousands of people, but it's another thing to play in front of like your parents or or like friends from high school, or,
yeah,
you know, that can mess with your head a lot more, I think. So
totally, you sort of got something to prove, maybe, or there's that voice in your head that wants it to be really good, wants your mum to like your homework project or something, you know. That type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big gig last year to raise some cash for Old Mate BFM, and you made a very nice tweet about it, which made us all feel very warm and fuzzy in the office, because it was a bit Trench City for a minute there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you've got a long history with this station. What is it about, like, I guess indie music, because that's where you guys still live, and indie in the sense of like DIY, doing it yourself, working it out on your own terms. What is it about that that's important to you in that, like, you know, diehard type of a way?
I don't know, because it's like, no matter how successful we are, or like how much access to resources and and people that I have, I always end up doing a lot of stuff myself.
Mm.
You know, things like, and it really ties back to like being a teenager and kind of like doing a lot of, you know, like trying to be creative, like, and also like the old Minchicks days, like we would, you know, design a flyer and then we take the, you know, we go and photocopy a bunch of stuff, then get like mix up some like paste, and like me and Cody would like throw like them all in our backpacks and we'd just go pasting up ourselves, you know, and we'd just walk, you know, that would take like 4 hours or whatever, and back then it was just like it was just all really fun. And then you'd play the show and like some people would come because they'd seen the flyer, you know, like, and it was like that was really everything. And so I just kind of still feel in that space, and we always recorded ourselves, and I still, you know, like to record myself and mix myself and do all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's just like a, it's only you, you know, only you have only yourself to blame.
Totally.
Which is good. And I just think learning more skills is just fun. It keeps you excited and stuff like that. So, you know, like I've been really getting really into photography lately, so I can kind of like know and understand that stuff. And then even if you do work with other people, you can kind of, you don't sound like that really annoying client who doesn't know what they're talking about. But yeah, that's cool. And like BFM was a big deal for me when I was a kid. Like it just, that's where I discovered like everything cool, basically. And if I hadn't had that, you know, it was like, this is going to show you how old I am, but it was like, there was no internet when I was a teenager. So BFM was like everything that people would be looking for on the internet now. It was all on BFM, basically.
Yeah.
So, which makes it like kind of amazing because it's a very like compact thing. It like simplifies the process. You don't really get just anything you can imagine.
Mm.
You just kind of get fed this kind of curated thing, and like looking back on it, it's like it was a really rich kind of amazing thing. The people that were in charge of that were just giving a curated version of like the best hip-hop of the time, the best dance music of the time, a lot of weird stuff, like a lot of heavy music and punk and hardcore metal, stuff like that. And it was all fucking, you know, just on the radio. So I just, you know, as I get older, I'm like, man, that was really important, you know?
Yeah, yeah, totally. And we've always been really, like, grateful for the, like, aroha from you guys as well. And it is that thing, I mean, it's the all the nerds together, really, isn't it? Those kind of spaces, like, oh, we're all here because we just like this weird little pocket of this weird little city, and we want to make sure other people can kind of find it too, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's a good thing. And it's like, as the internet like kind of opens up, it's like that I miss the curation and the like that like magazine format of radio, and I miss the simplicity of just turning the thing on rather than thinking like, oh, what am I getting, you know, getting on my phone and like
trying to decide what mood am I in. The DJ will tell you.
I'm kind of sick of that. Honestly, I kind of really really miss people spoon feeding me something good.
Nice. You know? Well, we're always here, Ruben. We're the cockroach, we're not going away. Hey, it's been so nice to chat with you. I hope you have a fantastic set tonight. We can't wait to go and see it. It will be a very special one, highly anticipated, and enjoy your time at home as well.
Cheers. Thank you.
was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.